Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim is a chumash. You better okay. Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Baal HaTurim writes that Vayichi is 34. Gematria 34. Because Yaakov had Toiv 17 shonim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shana. So for 17 years, those are the Toiv shonim in Mitzrayim. But he also had another 17 good years. The other 17 good years were, thank you, the other 17 good years is when Yosef was born until Yosef was 17. Yosef and Shvas Reishona was Nimkar. Until the Mechira happened and the whole Andramusya of the Hishtalslus Hadvarma going down to Mitzrayim, those were Toiv Shonim for Yaakov. And the last 17 years in Mitzrayim, which Be'emes Tesfarim explain, represent in the Bechina of Maisa of Asim and Labanim, represent Asid Lavoi. This is now the years that represent the Geulo Hasida. The truth is, Yaakov at an earlier stage already, by Yeshev, Bikesh Leishev B'shalva, he wanted it to already be that Bechina. But then, aha, the story first starts. But the 17 years in Mitzrayim, together with the 17 years in Leidas Yosef, Tul Yosef is Nimkar, those are the Vayechi, those are the Ufkalep the Yaron of Yaakov Avinu. What about the Arbas Rishona in Shem Ve'ever? Those are not good to Bokhr Shiyaron. Interesting. But that's the 17. Now, it says that the Yaakov lived 147 years. The first 130, he says on Tepari, he says, Ma'at v'royim hayu yomai. And even it says, Alikim haroya oisi me'oidi ad hayoim hazeh. Me'oidi is 130. Ad hayoim hazeh, hazeh, 17. Now, the 130 years of Yaakov is parallel, the Sfarim explained, and the Zohar and Betzim and the many Sfarim, it's parallel to Adam HaRishon's 130 years. Adam HaRishon for 130 years is Moitzi Zera, and those are Ra. To be Moitzi Zera is Ra. Erev Oinen, Osu Ra Lefnei Hashem. Yaakov, about those 130 years, says Ma'at V'royim. Because the Emes, the Avos, are Misakein, the Matzav of Adam HaRishon, and the Neshama, Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama of Adam HaRishon, the Nefesh is Nezgalgal and Avram, the Ruach and Yitzchak, and the Neshama and Yaakov. And Yaakov, at this stage, when he became 130, now it's Nishlam the Tikkun. Now that it's Nitka and Adam HaRishon, we're finished with the 130 bad years. Now is the Toiv, 17 years that Yaakov Avinu is in Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov lives 147 years. We know that the Emes, all three of the Abbas, were supposed to live. Bishleimus, the Indian, is to live 180 years. Yitzchak lives 180 years. Avram Avinu lives 175 years. There's a cheshbin that he loses 5 years, so he shouldn't see Esav as a 15-year-old. Hoylech Latar Basra. Yaakov, though, only lives 147 years. He loses 33, as the Sfarim explained, various has bearing for that. But B'shoyer She'inyin, the Ovis, each one, B'shleimus, was supposed to live 180. 180 is the gematria of the Shem Havaya in the various Tzirufim, how it's spelled out. There's different ways how to spell out the Shem Havaya. The various Tzirufim of Ayin Beis and Samach Gimel Mem Hei is 180. That's the Shleimus of the 180 years. But the Ovis, as we mentioned, only Yitzchak has that Shleimus. And Avram loses 5 years. Yaakov loses 33 years. Why? The Baal HaTurim says, is because by Yaakov, when Rachel steals the Trufim, Yaakov tells Lavan, Im asher nimtzo hagavia etzloi lo yichye. Yichye, Gematria 33. That klala of lo yichye, he loses 33 years. That's in Baal HaTurim. The Das Keinim, Mibalei HaToisvis, says a different shot. He says, Yaakov complains to Pari. Pari asks him, Kami yimei shnei chayecha, vayomer Yaakov, ma'at v'royim hayu yimei shnei chayai, says the Das Keinim and other Rishonim that this pasuk had, these psukim had, where Yaakov is saying this, has 33 words. And for every word of the krechts, of the complaining, of ma'at v'roam ho'y yimei chayei, for those 33 words, he loses 33 years of his life. Frek Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the famous Vart, he asks, a chelik of the 33 words that the Daskenim is counting is also that v'yoymer paroi el Yaakov kama yimei shnei chayecha. That's not Yaakov talking, b'chlal. It's paroi asking the question. Why is that oil in the cheshbin? The Teretz is because upon him is nishken rishos harabim. Upon him isn't rishos harabim. You have to realize that, and you can't. The trigger that asked Pari to ask this question was because Yaakov's face looked like it. For that also, in Dikta Kadin, it was Nimdar on him. The Zohar HaKadosh Betzim has a different cheshbon. Everyone knows that Adam HaRishon was supposed to live for 1,000 years. That was the shleimus of his tkufa. And he gave 70 years to David HaMelech, because David HaMelech was the emes only supposed to live for 3 hours, because the chait of Adam, and therefore Adam has to give Adam, Moshe Tevis, Adam, David, Mashiach, it's part of a process, and Adam gives 70 years to David HaMelech. But as we mentioned already, it's really the Avos that are being misakin the matzav of Adam HaRishon, and starting the process of the Olam coming back with Tikkunai. And the Zohar HaKadosh actually says that it's the Avos that are giving the years to David, the Cheshbon being like this. Avraham Avinu was supposed to live 180, he lived 175, he donates, gives, it's Nimtzar from him, I don't know if it was Barotzen, yeah, but this LP, the Cheshbonis, Avraham Avinu is Meister to David 5 years. Yitzchak lives 180, Yitzchak doesn't give any years, Yitzchak is Gvura Din, he's not Meister Shonim. Yaakov Avinu lives 147, the Zohar works the Cheshbon differently, he was supposed to live 175. That's how it goes now. We're going based on the previous one. Yitzchak doesn't count in the Cheshbon. So Yaakov is 147 minus from the 175 is a donation of 28 years. And then Yosef, who also in this parasha lives, at the end of the parasha it says, Vayomas Yosef, 110 years, 110 from 147 of Yaakov. That's another 37. And that's the other version of how you get to the 70 years of David. The Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Brachos, is also speaking about the idea that the Avos, each one is supposed to live 180 years. And the Shleimus of that 180 times 3 is 500. No, sorry, not 180. The actual years that the Avos lived, Avram 175, Yitzchak 180, Yaakov 147, is a sachakol of 502. The Yerushalmi over there explains that the merchak between Olam Hazeh and Shemayim, and then the various Rakiyim in Shemayim, the Gemara in Chagiga talks about, there's a hefsek between each Rakiya of 500 years. That's the 502 years of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why 500 if it's 502? Right? Because Avram Avinu was Makir Boyroi at age 3. So the first 2 years don't count. Yitzchak and Yaakov, vice versa, Milei Dosom already are in this Marechet. But it's also before that the Avos lived together for 15 years. Avram Avinu was Nifter when Yaakov was 15, and it's before that for 15 years they spent learning 15 hours a day together. Vice versa, Yaakov started from day one in this Bechina, and therefore it's 502 because you take off the 3 years of Avram Avinu was Hikar as Bayre at age 3. Right? 502 minus 3 is? 499. So it's off by one. Well, you're allowed to be off by one, I think, but in Gematrias. But no, it could be that Hikar as Bayre means at the beginning of the third year. Although it's not so Gishmak because the Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph, says, Ekev Asher Shoma Avram Bekoili, Ekev, that Avram Avinu was only Shoma Bekoili for 172. Ekev is 172. Because even though he lived 175, but he was only Hikar Bayroi at age 3. Maybe over there it could be off by one of the matter. Now, Yaakov Avinu lived 147. The Chasam Sofer has a big arichas about Asara B'Tavis. We'll talk about it Bezer Hashem, maybe Behemshech, but he has a cheshbon that from Tisha B'Av until Asara B'Tavis is 147 years. And he ties that into the 147 days. 147 days from Tisha B'Av until Asara B'Tavis. And that is parallel to the 147 years of Yaakov Avinu. Now, Yaakov Avinu, in the parasha over here, goes and asks Yosef to make a shavua that he should be Maile Atzmoisai from Mitzrayim when they eventually go out. And the Sfarim talk about why did he have to say a shavua, Simna Yodcha Tachas Yurechi, why isn't he able to mun him that he should do it as Tachiv of Kibirav? So Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin has a cheshbon, he says if he would have munned him as Kibirav, and then make a shvua, the shvua wouldn't be chal. And we know the Gemara in Saita says that when Parai didn't want Yosef to do it, Parai was reminded by Yosef that Yosef had made a shvua, that he's not going to be megala, the fact that Parai doesn't know Lashon Kodesh and the Shivim Lashon. And therefore, he closed the door. And therefore, Yosef convinces Parai and says, I won't be made for my shvua if you won't be, and to tell that you don't know the Lashonis. And there, I can't be Meichel on my Shavuot to my father. Had his Chiyuv been as Kibbut Av, not as Shavuot, it wouldn't have been on a parallel. But there's another Mahalach that we're going to talk about. It's not so Pashut if Yosef has a Chiyuv of Kibbut Av. Yosef is a Melech. This is Be'emes Negeya at the end of the Parsha. This interesting Shiloh that is Yosef. We mentioned Yosef was only lived for 110 years. There's a Gemara in Brachos. Omer Abcham Bar Chanina Mipnei Ma Meis Yosef Kaidim LeEchav, and he only lived 110 years. Shehinig Atzmai Berabonus. He held a certain srora, but it's Betzem Ashayla. What do you do an Av and a Ben if the Ben is a Melech, or even if the Ben is Rabbi Muvhok? Who's Mechabit who? The Av to the Ben or the Ben to the Av? If the Ben is the Melech or the Rabbi Muvhok or the one that for a different reason it warrants covet. So is the Av Mechabit the Ben or the Ben Mechabit Av? It's a big tumult. It's a Shayla and a Gears. I had to learn up in the Gemara and Kedushin. The Aflamad Gimel in the Torah in Yeridei and Simin Reish Mem, it brings down, and the Darkei Moshe brings it also, that the Rosh brings from the Darkim, from the Maran Rutenberg. The Maran Rutenberg, Miyoim Sha'ola L'Gedula, never met with his father because of this dilemma. He didn't know what the din would be. He was Oyla L'Gedula, he's the God Ador. He never met with his father. And they still sue that's why Yosef sends Yaakov to Goshen. It's the Shvasrei Toiv Shonim. But Yosef can't have a meeting with his father because of this suffix of me mechabed me. But that could be another reason why finally by this meeting Yaakov demands of Yosef to be Mala Atzmoisov mitzad the din of the Shvuah and not mitzad Kibbut Av, because as Kibbut Av kemedubar, it's not so poshut. What's the mechayev of Kibbut Av by Bnoi v'hu Melech? Now, Pesukim say Yaakov Avinu wants to give. He meets up with Yosef. He wants to give a bracha, but it says Vayischazek Yisrael Vayeshev Al Hamita. The Cheskuni writes Vayischazek Yisrael because he wanted to show that he doesn't want to do a matnas shchiv mera. He wants it to be a matnas bori, so he has to show that he's stark. Why does it have to be a matnas bori? I heard a fascinating shot. Matnas shchiv mera is only chal la'achar misa. Matnas bori could be mechayi. Matnas shchiv mera, there's a whole bunch of dinim that are cholok v'gedorim by matnas shchiv mera. But one of the mitzvahs that matnas shchiv mera works, it's midin Yerusha, sort of. It's a special mechudish, the kind of Yerusha, and it works la'achar misa. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. That's a Gemara in Tainus Daf Hey. We'll talk about it later in the parsha. But therefore, you can't have matnas shchiv mera. But Maisa, he was a shchiv mera, so it's by Yischazek Yisrael by Yeshev al Hamita. Now Rashi says that Yaakov was very tefriden that he sees Yosef is, even though he was nishba bein hagoyim, he was oymed b'tzitkoy. The Meshech Chochma, beautiful cheshbon, he says, how do we know for sure that he's oymed b'tzitkoy? He brings the Gemara in Yuma daf lamed ches that kiven she'over roiv shnoisav shel adam, and he wasn't chayte, he could be muftach that he's in good shape. Yosef, we know, lives 110 years, so the midpoint of his life is 56. He was, according to the cheshbon, if you work out, he was sold at age 17, and then he totally came back, and now the shnoi savarov, and this, the meeting of Yaakov Avinu, now, with Yosef, is when Yosef is 56. And it's Vayishtachu Yisrael Vayeshev Alamita, Vayishtachu, Yaakov bows down to Esav, bows down to Yosef. Rashi says, the famous Rashi, Tale be'idno sagidle, a shul, not the Aryeh, a shul, but when it's his time, you have to bow down to him. The Imre Yemes said, this Rashi says, a meridic message. A shul is a pikeach. A pikeach has to know, people have ups and downs. And some people, maybe the downs are more than the ups, and maybe there's this one-time opportunity when you're on the up. Be a shul. Be a pikeach. Grab the opportunity when it is, and sagidly, and grab it. A person has to know, whatever the proportional number of his yemei ahav of a sinner are, but when you're on the top of the gal, the pikchus is talib in the sagidly. The truth is, this is about Yosef Bechlal. I saw that Reb Volber writes in Ali Shor, it says by Yosef, the Yosef Hoyev Mitzrayim, he has a whole arichas there in Ali Shor. Yosef went through a lot of trials and tribulations in his life, a lot of different bumps and different things. The Yosef Hoyev Mitzrayim, say there. He kept always, he didn't allow different situational situations to have an effect on how he does it, always with Eretz Tzifus. The Hafla writes in Panim Yafis, we said, Vayishtachu Yisrael Vayeshev Vayishtachu Yisrael Al Roish Hamita. He says, he's bowing down to Yosef, and it's really to the Shechina. Yosef is Gematria 156. 156 is 6 times Shem Havaya. It's 156. But Yosef plus Shechina, Shechina is 385. Yosef plus Shechina is Gematria Yisrael. So Yisrael is Mishtachaveh to Yosef and the Shechina. Yosef and the Shechina together is Yisrael. The truth is, Yosef, we mentioned, is 6 times Shem Havaya. Yaakov is 7 times Shem Havaya. Yitzchak is 8 times Shem Havaya. We discussed that in the previous weeks. But Yosef with one more Shem Havaya is Yaakov. Yosef with Shechina is Yisrael. And here it's Vayishtachu Yisrael Vayeshev Al Hamita. And he gives a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. The Degel Machan Ephraim, enikel of the Baal Shem Tov, Rav Moshe Chaim Ephraim, is the enikel of the Baal Shem Tov, he writes in this idea of Menashe and Ephraim, Menashe, every person has a Menashe and Ephraim inside himself. And Menashe is a lashon of Nashani Elikim, departed, forgotten, detached. Ephraim, though, is Fakir Ephrani, it's production and good. A person sometimes thinks Menashe is the Bechar and he's focused on that and doesn't realize that Adarav, he should be focused on the good. The chachma of Yaakov, of Sikal Es Yodav, is to realize and to see the good in Ephraim, and not to focus of yourself, and not to focus on the detached part, on the Menashe. I heard once a teacher came once into a class with a white, blank white piece of paper with one little black dot. And he asked the students, the Talmidim, or whoever they were, what do you see? And everyone said, they see a black dot. He says, yes, the black dot is a huge white paper. It's one brekele. Don't focus on it. Yeah, don't focus on the black. Yesimcha Elikim Kefraim Bechmanasha. For years, hundreds, maybe thousands of years, Klal Yisrael is noyig to give a bracha to the children. Yesimcha Elikim Kefraim Bechmanasha. Lashon of the Pasuk. By a girl, the bracha is Yesimech Elikim Kesara Kerifta Kerifta Lechaleya. I don't know where there's such a pasuk. It's obviously a playoff on that. We say Yesimech Elikim Kefraim Bechmanasha. So by girls, we also Yesimech Elikim, and we say like the Imois. Now, why don't we say the Avos by the boys? Well, I mean, we're quoting the pasuk Kefraim Bechmanasha. But Hagufa, why? So there's various pshatim to explain why the hadgasha of a bracha of a father to a son is specifically the madgish Ephraim and Menashe. First of all, Ephraim and Menashe represents the idea of not Yeridas Hadoyrus. Avram Avinu has a Yishmael, and Yitzchak has an Esav, and Yaakov is Mitosai Shleim, and he has 12 Shvatim. But the Shvatim are the Shvatim, and then afterwards is already the Hemshech Hadoyrus, Yeridas Hadoyrus, weiter. No. Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim. Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim. It's the Enikluch of Yaakov, biologically, not sons, but they're Shvatim. That has to do with the fact that Yosef is also an Av, and that's a whole different story. Yosef is an Av. It says in the parasha Misham Roya Even Yisrael, later on by the brachas, Even, actually that's in, Misham Roya Even Yisrael is in, where's that pasuk? It's in the Misham Roya Even Yisrael, Even is Av Ben. Yosef is a bechin of Av and a bechin of Ben. And for a minute, just to digress, what's the type Yosef is a Ben? Ain't Karin Lovis Elishloisha, but what's the type that Yosef is a Ben? He has Shvatim. Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim. He was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. He ought to have 13 Bais Mimenu, but he has Shvatim. He's an Av. A fascinating thing, the last pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, Vayomas Yosef, Ben Meir Eser Shonim, Vayechan to Yosef Yisim Bar Mitzrayim. The beginning of Parshas Sefer Shmois, we're going to talk about Shmois next time, but Sefer Shmois, Vayomas Yosef Echolecha. Yosef is maced twice, in Bereshis and in Shmois. Bereshis is the Sefer of the Ovois. In Ovois, Yosef is also Epes HaBechina of Av, but he's not, he's a Ben. And therefore, Avada, the Haskalah of Sefer Shemois, which is the Sefer Habonim, the Sefer Ovois, Sefer Habonim. Yosef is Vayomas again, it's Mudkash, again, in the Sefer Habonim. But Habonim, Ephraim and Menashe are Shvatim, getting back to them. So Ephraim and Menashe, the Pshat is that it's not Yeridas Hadoyrus. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruven V'Shimon. They're Kiruven V'Shimon. They're actually the same Gematria. Ephraim and Menashe is one more than Reuven and Shimon. You could be off the one. Ephraim and Menashe, 726, Reuven and Shimon, 725. Ephraim and Menashe is, it says in the Pasuk, Va'anoichi nasati shchem achad alechecha. You have one more than your brothers. Ephraim and Menashe is one more than Reuven and Shimon. But it represents that there's no Yeridas Hadoyrus. Another nekud is that Ephraim and Menashe grew up in Golos, away from the Zayd Yaakov, not connected literally in the close vicinity of the yeshiva of Yaakov Avinu. And still, they became the godless and went to Ruach Yisrael Saba. That's a bracha father gives to the children, that even though we're in Golos, that it should be Ephraim and Menashe. And another nekuda is that over here, there's l'chayr, a makam of kinah, because Ephraim should really, there should be jealousy because of the Sikal Es Yodav. And Ephraim and Menashe, the ultimate dogma with is not kinah, fakert is avas chinam, and that is another nekuda when you're giving the bracha of Ephraim and Menashe. Ephraim and Menashe, Kira Uvein V'Shimon Yili, the Balaturim Afanar. He writes that because Ephraim and Menashe is 726, Reuven V'Shimon is 725. So it's kamat like Kira Uvein V'Shimon, off by one. Although you're allowed to be off by one in a gematria because you have the koilo. It's the Geya in the Hemshech of the Parsha also. Bikesh Yaakov Legalis Asakets. And then it was Nishkach Mimenu. There's a Pshat. That's brought down that Yaakov Avinu Bikesh Legalis Asakets V'Nistalek Mimenu Shechina. There's a Pshat that Yaakov wanted to tell them when they're going to be going out of Mitzrayim. And he knew, they went out of Mitzrayim after 210 years. Now Yaakov Avinu knew that Golus Mitzrayim has to be Keneged the Shem Eke, which is Gematria 21, and every one of the Shvatim that was properly part of the Mechira is Nenash, and he made a Cheshbon of 21 times 9, because there were 9 brothers involved in the Mechira. Binyamin wasn't involved, Yosef wasn't involved from that end, and Reuven wasn't involved, so there were 9 brothers. 9 times 21 is 189, and he wanted to be Megala, the Ketz. Ketz is 190, you're allowed to be off by 1. And he wanted to say that it's going to be the Ketz. But you know what happened? He made a mistake. It really was 210. You know why? Because Nestalik Mimenu Shechina. He forgot that the Shechina was also involved in the Mechira, and it was the 10th one. And they have to be in the Mitzrayim for 210 years because they need to be 10 times Shem Eke, not 9 times Shem Eke. Yaakov wanted to be Megala the Ketz, 190, which is 189, 21 times 9. But he forgot. He forgot about the Shechina. You know, for those that learned the sugya that you're supposed to give a tzedakah to a person only if he doesn't have Masayim Zuz, tzedakah is gematria 199. It's a remez for that Indian. Tzedakah is 199. A remez that tzedakah is up till the maxed out. If the person has 200 Zuz, then you don't give him tzedakah. So why 199? So the pshat is because fakeret, if he has 200, you don't give him. So it's exactly 199. But someone once told me, because you're allowed to be off by 1. But over here, it's not off by 1. It's mamish meduktik. It's taka, 199 is the tzedakah. So on one hand, he wanted to show a certain maila to Menashe, and on one hand, he wanted to show a maila to Ephraim. The B'nai Yisrael explains, according to the Cheshbon, that each Shevet is connected a different Chodesh, and the Chodeshim are connected to Shvatim, according to many of the Shittas, it works, that Tishrei is Chodesh Ephraim, which Mikdash Rishon was Mischanech in Tishrei, Ches Tishrei, right before Sukkos, Mikdash Shleima. Cheshvin, according to the Sfarim, is Menashe, is going to be the base of Mikdash HaShlishi, and Kislev, which is Binyamin, is Mikdasheni, the Chanukas of the Chashmenoim. So on one hand, you have the Kedima to Ephraim, because Pashat the Mikdash Rishon chronologically was first. But on the other hand, you have the Maila of Menashe, because the Mikdash HaShlishi, and that's why, he explains, was the dilemma of which one to do first. Now, he lemaisa swaps hands and puts his hands on both. Now, it's brought down, there are many makaris that when a person gives a bracha to his children, he should put both hands on them, not just one hand. There are others that have a minig, only one hand. But according to the shita, that the minig is when you want to give over a bracha, that you put both hands. Why is it that Yaakov only put one hand on each, Ephraim and Menashe? So you can say a pshat, it's read into the pasuk. Sikel es yodov ki Menashe habachor. If he would really want to give Ephraim first and say, listen, even though Menashe, you're the Bechor, I want to do Ephraim first, so that he would mamish put both hands on Ephraim and say, hey, you're first, and then separately, both hands on Menashe. But the Pasuk says, that, and that's really the way to give a bracha, with two hands. But the Pasuk says he couldn't do that. Ki Menashe HaBechor. It's enough that he's doing the swap. To mamish do Ephraim with the Gantz Shleimes, with the Gantz Gantzkei first, that's too much. Becholzles, he's not the Bechor. So that's the excuse why he didn't do both hands. But the Hemshech of the Pasuk is even more beautiful. It's another teretz to this kasha. Vayivarech es Yosef. A bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. It's not. Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Yosef. Dorch the Eniklach. It's a bracha to Yosef. He's putting both hands on Yosef. One on Ephraim, one on Menashe. It's Vayivarech es Yosef. The bracha is taka to Yosef, not to the Eniklach. Now, Bikesh Yaakov Legalis es Akeitz. We already set up shot. V'nestalik mimenu shechino. The Svarim bring down, the Cheshbon goes like this. Yaakov Avinu, the Pirush Rosh brings other Rishonim bring this. Yaakov Avinu saw that there's, he wanted to tell them the Ketz, but he looked at the names of the Shvatim, and he saw that there's no Kuf, and there's no Tzadi in the names of the Shvatim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yisachar, Zvon, Dan, Asagar, Asher, Yosef, Binyamin. There's no Kuf, and there's no Tzadi. So he saw it, couldn't tell them Ketz. He didn't see Ketz in the Shvatim. So he thought maybe something's wrong. Maybe there's Chet. Chet, Gematria 17. Yeah? So, with an Aleph, it's off by one. But he saw that there's also no Ches and there's no Tes in the names of the Shvatim. So it was Nirga. On the other hand, he couldn't be Megala Ketz, but Lemaisa, he couldn't also, it wasn't because of Chet. Now, the Gemara in Yuma, in the end of the seventh paragraph, the Gemara brings a fascinating idea. We know that on the names of the Choshen were the names of the Shvatim. The names of the Shvatim were carved out on the Avni HaChoshen, and if there was a need for the Ruach HaKodesh of the Urim V'Tumim to tell a message to the Melech or to the Kohen Gadol or to whoever, it would light up those letters, and that's how you would send out a message. And the Gemara asks, The Gemara asks in Yuma, but one second, but there's no tzaddik. That's what the Gemara asks. The Gemara says that the names of the Shvatim were on the stones. Frek the Gemara, but there's no tzaddik. There's no tzaddik. Now, for the record, there's no ches, there's no test, there's no tzaddik, and there's no kuf. The Gemara asks, there's no tzaddik. Interesting. Should ask on the ches. Ches comes first. Yeah? The Gemara asks, there's no tzaddik. And for the Gemara, besides that it said the names of the Shvatim, it also said the names of the others. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. According to the Rambam, it said Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov on Ruvain's stone. According to many Rishonim, the Baal HaTurim, the Machlokes Rambam and Tor, says that every stone had six letters, and Ruvain therefore had the Aleph of Avraham, Shimon has the Beis of Avraham, Levi has the Rehum of Avraham, so every stone had six letters. But point is, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were there. Now, Yitzchak has a tzadi, and that answers the question the Gemara asks, and the question the Gemara didn't ask is also answered, because Yitzchak has a ches and a kuf. Frek the Gemara now, yeah, but there's still no tests. Vexachof the Gemara, there's no tests. Says the Gemara, it also says Shifte Yeshurin. According to the Rambam, it says Shifte Yeshurin on Binyamin stone, according to the Baal HaTorim, respectively spread through the various stones. But why did the Gemara ask it on the Tzadi first, and how does this Cheshvin go? Says the Chasam Sofer. That the emes is, the Pasuk says, V'havonim ti al shmois b'nei Yisrael. So it also said the names of each stone on the stone. Besides the name of the Shvatim, it also said the name of the stone. I skipped. But those 12 names of the stones have actually a ches, achlama, have a kuf, bereket, and have a tes, pitidor. But there's no tzadi. So frek the Gemara, there's no tzadi. Even with the names of the Shvatim and the names of the Avodim, you have every letter except for tzadi. And for the Gemara, it said the names of the Avos. Now, the Avos are like the Avonim. Now that you're machadish that it says the names of the Avos, it doesn't have to say the names of the stones. Then the pasuk that says the Avonim should be on the names now could be misparish. The names of the Avos are on top of their names. It doesn't have to say the name of the stone. Now, Tzadi, Ches, and Kuf is still accountable for from Yitzchak. But now, for the Gemara, where's the Tess? Where's the Tess? Where's the Tess? Is Shifte Yeshurin. Now it says that when Yosef at Tzadik had the dilemma about the chait with Eishes Potiphar, it comes to him at Dmus Dukna Shalavav and it tells him, your brothers are going to be on the names of the Choshen. You want your name to be Nelam? If Yosef would be Nelam, there would be no Samach. There's no other Samach. Where would Samach be? Sapir. But then you don't write Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You have the names of the stones. So Yaakov Avinu has an agias that Yosef shouldn't lose his name on the Shevet also, because then the Samach would come off. And the Emes, the Gemara in Saita says that Mus came and told Yosef, you're going to lose your name, and then you're going to be a Bechina of Eroya Zoynis Ya'abed Hoin. Why Hoin? Because Binyamin has six letters, so actually, Shifte Yeshurun, the Vav and Nun of Yeshurun, is in Yosef's stone. Also on the Eif of Yosef is written Yehoisef, a different Cheshman, that there should be 50 letters. So he would lose out the hay of Yehoisef and the Vav Nun of Yeshurun. He would be Ma'abed Hoin, because Vaisla's having your names on these Avonim, this is not Stam, it's an Inyan. Yeah, it's like there's a bracha to all the Shvatim. It says, Lishuascha Kivisi, we're skipping along here, but it says, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, the Koshnet Samagid writes, he says, a fascinating Ha'ara. In Gantz Parshas Miketz, Vayigash, and Vayichi, it doesn't say Shem Avay. It's Choshech. Vayeshev Yaakov, and it's part of the process of the Maisa Ovisim in the bottom of Mitzrayim, and it's dark. There's no Shem Havaya. Finally, all the way at the end, over here, like done. Nishuasva Kivisi Hashem. If there's a tikva, if there's a hope, so here we come back, and with this tikva, we come back to the Yeshua Hashem, and only now comes back the Giloy of Shem Havaya. The pasuk says later on in the parsha by Yigva by Yosef Elamav, and we quoted earlier the Gemara in Tainus, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. So the Gemara says in Tainus Nafe, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Amalei b'chibichdi softi sevdaina b'chantu chentayi b'kavri kavraya. What? There was a hesped. There was a kavura. There was chanot. What? He didn't die. What do you mean he didn't die? A bombakasha. Enter the Gemara. Mikra ani doirish. Al tirav the Yaakov n'mashem makish v'lazare mazare b'chaim afu b'chaim. Yaakov is alive. The Velt asks, but he died. So I heard once a teretz for Nakasha Startmanish. Is he a side? For Nakasha Startmanish. There was a it's a good kasha, but for Nakasha Startmanish. Lamaisa, you don't die from a kasha. You have a kasha, it's a good kasha. You don't die from a kasha. The Chochmas Menoyach over there in Saita, when the Gemara brings this, Highness brings Yaakov Avinu loy meis by the Chanota and by the Hesped, but by the Kvura he actually did die. And his Kvura was on Asar B'Tavis, and the same day that Esav also had a head removal procedure done. And Rivka says, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'Yoyim Echad. And yes, Rivka says, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'Yoyim Echad. They didn't actually mamish die. I mean, maybe actually, yeah, but they didn't die the same day, but they did die the same day. Because since Yaakov Avinu loy meis, and finally, the Bechina that he did die was by the Kvura. So they Taka died on the same day. Now, we said in the beginning of the parasha that Yaakov Avinu lived for 17 years in Mitzrayim. Those were the good years. There's a medrash that says, Vayechi Rabbeinu HaKadosh in Tzipori for 17 years. And these were the 17 years that he shteld avek the Hamadas HaMishnah, that Torah Shabbat Peh is now going to be done in this Surah of the Mishnayos. And he's Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. And Nossi is Rosh HaTevis Nitzitz Shel Yaakov Avinu. And he's that Bechina of Loi Meis, that through the Golos we have the Torah Shabbat Peh, which keeps us alive. And that's Mahu B'chaim, Mazar B'chaim, Mafu B'chaim, on that Bechina. Today is Tes Tevis. It's brought down that there are 3 days of Choshech, Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis. Ches Tevis is the day that Talmi HaMelech was Goyzer, that they have to be Metargim, the Torah, Le'Yavonis. Tes Tevis, the Torah says we don't know what happened. And Yud Tevis is about to do with the Mutzar for the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, which I could be mentioned last week. It's a remez, Ner Ish U'Beisai. Ner, the Oyer of Torah, was distinguished, was lessened because of the Targum of Yavonis. Ish is because there are those that say that on Tes Tevis, Oisei Ish was born. That's the Cheshman, that Tes Tevis, Oisei Ish was born. The emes is, the Torah says, we don't know what happened on Tes Tevis, but the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they both ask, it says in the Slichas that Ezra HaSeifer was lifted. Ezra HaSeifer, why doesn't he know? And the reason why he doesn't know is because the Torah had a different gears in the Slichas on the Sfardim, that it says Ezra HaSeifer was lifted on Yud Tevis. But in the Hanami, in the Ashkenaz Slichas, it says first that Ezra HaSeifer was lifted on Tes Tevis. So that's Tes Tevis, and Yud is the Mozart on the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the emes is that the Iker fast is about on Asir of the Tevis, but the truth is the Gemara brings, the Pasuk says in the Navi, in Zechariah, Tzoyim ha-Revi, V'tzoyim ha-Chamishi, V'tzoyim ha-Shvi, V'tzoyim ha-Asiri, Yehafko l'sasin l'simcha, the Tzoyimos are based on the month. Tzoyim ha-Revi is Tammuz, Shivasar, the Tammuz, Tzoyim ha-Chamishi, the fifth month, Av, Tisha, V'av, Tzoyim ha-Shvi is Tzoyim Gedalia, and Tzoyim ha-Asiri is the Tzoyim in Chodesh Tevis, which is the 10th month. Chazal say that the Iker Tzoyim is on the 10th. Whenever there's a Tzoyim that's on Shabbos, if Shivasar B'Tammuz, or Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, we push it to Yud Ches Tammuz and to Yud Av. Why? It's not a Deraisa to eat on Shabbos, it's only Divrei Kabbalah, it's also Divrei Kabbalah to fast. And the answer is, the Divrei Kabbalah to fast is any day during this month. Midrabanan, they said specifically on Yud Tevis, and on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and on Tisha B'Av. But that's only a Derabanan, the Divrei Kabbalah of Oynik Shabbos overrides, and you push it off to the next day. Except for Asar B'Tevis. Asar B'Tevis, it's brought down, it's the only fast on our calendar that's Chal on Friday. Even Yom Kippur, is no fast comes out on Friday. Asar B'Tevis comes out on Friday, sometimes, like this year. And David Raham writes that even if it would be Chal on Shabbos, it doesn't in our calendar, it would be fast on Shabbos. And the reason is because, yes, it's only Tzoyim HaAsiri any day of this month, but there's another pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, that Somach Melech Bavala Al Yerushalayim, and that we have to commemorate Gnoi on that day. It happened on exactly Yud Tevis. Now, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, actually, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in Gemara and Megillah says that the Iker Tainus of Chodesh HaAsiri is Hey Tevis, because that was the day that the Besura came, much later, about the Chorban. And I don't know if we said this story last week from the Kloisha Gover. The Kloisha Gover was a big Eloi. He was one of the Rosh Hashivas in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin from before the Milchama, but he lived, of course, in Lublin. But he came to Eretz Yisrael a few times. And one time in the 1920s, early 1930s, he was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to Meron, and he was with a whole group of people in Meron on Hay Tevis. And he said, we have to fast by Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's shita is that the Eker Tzayim is Hay Tevis. Now, we don't pass like that, but we're by Reb Shimon. By Reb Shimon, you can't eat on Hay Tevis. Now, the Chassam Sofer writes a fascinating idea. He says, that the idea that Asara B'Tavis is that day, and it's Bay Bayoin, and it has to be even if it's Shabbos, it's because there are 98 days from Rosh Hashanah till Asara B'Tavis. We said 147 days from Tisha B'Av till Asara B'Tavis, but there's 98 days till Asara B'Tavis, and it's the Tzadiches Klolis, and it's the Mispar that's Goyim, and it has to be from 98 days. As the Chasam Sofer, a fascinating Knech. On the calendar, Chodesh, Cheshvin, and Kislev are unique, that they can both be Mole, both be Chasser, or Echad Mole, Echad Chasser. Every other month is set, Lehevya, of course a month in the lunar calendar is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Halakim, and you don't have a month to mix us Yomim, so we have to do a Pshara of some taste, sometimes Mole and sometimes Chasser. Cheshvin and Kislev can be Shneim Moleim, Shneim Chasserim, or Echad Mole, Echad Chasser. When we say it's 98 days from Rosh Hashanah till Asara B'Tavis, it depends. Sometimes it's 98 days till Ches Tavis, if both Cheshvin and Kislev were Mali. So then it's 98 days and you only get the Ches. When it's Echad Mali, Echad Chaser, it gets to 9, to Tes Tavis. And when Shneim Chaserim, then 98 days gets you all the way till Yud Tavis. Says the Chasam Sofer in that Pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, 3 times. Because in the various years, the year of the Matzah on Yerushalayim, it was 98 days till Asara B'Tavis. The year of Petirus Ezra Sofer, it was 98 days till Tes Tavis. And the year of Talmei HaMelech, it was 98 days till Ches Tavis. It's always a Cheshbin of exactly 98 days. Now, the idea though is of Mahapech, the Klol LeBracha, and Yehapel L'Sasson L'Simcha, is because Asara B'Tavis, the original story of the Golis happens on Asara B'Tavis, the siege, which is the start of the story. According to sources, Mechiras Yosef happened on Asara B'Tavis. We mentioned earlier that, on one hand, Petiris Yaakov Avinu Basoif, that he was Nikbar, is on Asara B'Tavis, but Esav's Segresha, the Loi Yomus, is also on Asara B'Tavis. So Asara B'Tavis has the circle option of being the beginning of the bad process, or maybe the Adarabah, it's starting to rerun. And that's why every year, says the Chasam Sofer, it's the Yom HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making the decision if to start the process of the Geula based on a process that started the Golus. And therefore, we fast, even if it's on Shabbos, and we have to be Marbe Ba'avas Chinom. And he says that's also why Yosef was Bocha. Yosef was Bocha Al Tzavrei Achiv. Was on Shabbos, if you know the Cheshbin, and he was davening and crying about Korban Mikdash and Korban Shiloh. Reason being, because when he saw that the Sinneskinim brought off that thing, he realized that even though it's Shabbos, now is the time to be Me'or Fakert, the Tikkun, which is the Avaskinim, which is why we would do it even if it's Chal on Shabbos. And again, this year it's Chal on Friday, and Be'ezer Hashem, it should be Nepech L'Sasin L'Simcha. L'Chayra, if it would be Nepech L'Sasin L'Simcha, Tisha B'Av, that's Chal on Shabbos, will be Noyeg the Yom Tif on Shabbos. Why should we push it off to Sunday? Right? And when it's going to turn back into a Yom Tif, it will go back and be able to be on Shabbos itself. Unless you say no, that the Yom Tif of Nepech is Klapi the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan was Nitcha to Sunday. I don't know. We'll have to be Mavar. But the Menchus Chinuch writes, we'll end with this. He says, Avad el Asid Lavoi, you'll be able to do the Yom Tif, let's say in a very faraway place that doesn't know, has Sveikid the Yoima. You won't have to do Sveikid the Yom, he says, because it's anyways just the din in which Chodesh it is. So even if you're off by a day, you could do the Yom Tif, let's say for Shiva Asar, the Yom Tif of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and you live in a very far place, and you don't know, you don't have to do the Yom Tif for Zayin and Yud Ches, because even if you're off, and it's really Tes Zayin and you're off, okay, but it's still Chodesh Haravi, and it's enough. And to me, it's one of the Shverest Menchus Chinuchs, because it's Pashat that L'Asid Lavai, there will be planes and trains and WhatsApps and all kind of things, and there will be nowhere in the world that they won't know 17 days later about what the day of the Chodesh is.